Seattle's mayor has proposed a tax on sugary drinks like soda to pay for programs for low-income children. Now the city council is digging into what that tax might look like. As 88.5's Simone Alisea reports, there's a lot to consider.
The soda tax has good intentions. Encourage healthier choices by developing a new revenue source that will go toward helping kids do better in school. That's what Mayor Ed Murray intended when he announced a plan in April.
By taxing corporations that are targeting communities of color, just like the tobacco industry did, with a product that undermines the health of young people living in these communities.
But the Seattle City Council is learning that execution won't be so simple. The Affordable Housing Neighborhoods and Finance Committee recently heard from small business owners, public health experts, and community groups. Councilmember Deborah Juarez noted that even though some of the revenue is intended to support food assistance programs, the city could do more to increase access to healthy food.
Children can't learn when they're hungry. Mm-hmm. Children can't behave when they're hungry. Mm-hmm. Where we see disciplinary problems. And I understand the education piece, but I keep going back to you have to feed your people.
Council members also heard from people who worked on similar taxes in Philadelphia and Berkeley, California. Philadelphia's tax went into effect earlier this year and is currently being challenged in court because the beverage industry says it caused companies to slash jobs in the area. And businesses here are worried too. Philadelphia's Deputy Revenue Commissioner Marissa Waxman says it's too early to really measure the tax's economic impact. But
at the same time, we're also seeing increases in jobs in pre-K centers, 88 locations throughout the city as a result of the funding that was generated. Those are typically women-owned and minority-owned businesses in our neighborhoods.
Given all of these considerations, Committee Chair Tim Burgess says the Seattle City Council will likely come out with its own legislation later this month. There may also be separate amendments to the mayor's plan. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.